Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Sawadika, my show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TP. All right, so for the five street style trends spotted during New Paris and also Seoul Fashion Week, the first one is techno-futurism. Yeah, this one is something that has been going on for quite a while. Metallic tone, silver, very, very shiny, sparkling accessories, clothes made out of metal. This is the latest trend in fashion. So this was actually rocked by Paco Rabanne's the brand and also Pierre Cardin's, both under new direction for after their late founders had really passed away. So this is a trend that are going for, and influencers have also been trying on this techno-futurism style, right? Because of current technological developments, especially in the field of AI, so a lot of fashion brands are thinking that perhaps we should also incorporate some elements into fashion, hence the techno-futurism thing. So all you gotta do is just find an outfit or a leather, alternative leather whatsoever, to look it in silver. All out silver sequins, sparkling accessories, and maybe a hint of metallic. This will be perfect. TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy T-Life.
It's all on T-Life Indeed. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TB here. Alright, the next trend, 45 streetwear trend that is spotted for this year's fashion, is colourful trench coats. Now, trench coat is not very popular in Malaysia because, I mean, honestly, we don't really wear it. But then, seeing like the season right now is quite rainy and it's inconsistent, so maybe you can prepare some, right? Now, red is currently replacing Barbie pink as a dominant trend colour on runways and red carpets. Hence, trench coat with red colour is very, very popular, be it if it's made of leather or alternative leather. Now, the contrary to street style habits, this trench coat, they are silhouettes were close, tightly wrapped by a heavy belt, those big belt, not tiny one. So this trench coat may appear a bit easygoing, cool, effortlessly cool, cold alternative that accentuates your broad shoulders and very, very good body structure as well. So this is definitely a statement piece that you can keep one, maybe or two, like get one, like a Barbie pink, although it's out of season already, but hey, you know, you never know if the trend's gonna come back, right? And also a red color, colorful trench coat. CFM.
This is life, only on T-Life.
T-Life is here indeed. Hey, what's up? Hey, everybody, TP here. Alright, the next upcoming trend that's ongoing right now is the hair clip. Ooh, you must be thinking, hair clip isn't it for little girls? Like, why would we wear it? Well, this trend actually has been spotted throughout the Paris Fashion Week, and a lot of people are using it, combining a lot of hair gel or hairspray to make a hair appear more wet and rigid, and silver clips are used. Why? Because remember our first trend, which is the techno-futurism? Yes, they're combining it with silver hair clips to create that futuristic robot cyborg kind of look. Now, other than hair clips, another one is an ongoing upcoming color, which is the electric blue. So compared to previously where we go for a minimalistic color, electric blue is the new trend compared to black and white, and this is the most tech color on streets according to American Vogue's street style tracker. A strong sky blue is seen in complete looks on the street, and also it has been, according to statistic, right, it has observed a 75% increase in trend in recent weeks, and it cannot be any blue, it has to be electric blue. Go search it out, TFM.
What's the best thing in life? T-Life is.
Hey, what's up, Nation? TFM here, back with me, TP. Alright, so before we end today's talk set, I've got one final trend for you, which is the color statement glasses. This is also spotted at the Seoul Fashion Week. Now, sunglasses play an important role in street style dressing. They are great for hiding behind. This is why a lot of influencers use them to avoid blinking when the shutter clicks. So for this season, they really had a moment because rather than using the old classic vintage frame or sunglasses, this one is a colorful sunglasses in all shades, and we're seeing from Copenhagen to London to Paris to Seoul. So in their current form, they're borrowed from a sleek and streamlined 90s techno look. Something like from the 90s robotic sunglasses where you have neon colour. That's the one that you want. And of course, you can pair it with metallic black white frames, which are a welcome accessory for street style professional. And you can definitely choose that. TFM.